Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ryan Smith, here with another good episode of Biz Radio U. And today I'm joined with my good friend and co-host, Joy McDonald and Darren Parkinson. How's it going, guys?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great.
And today we have a very special guest on. We have Andrew Levinson from Magnificent.
What's going on, guys? Happy to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. Glad to have you. So to start off, why don't you tell us a little bit about your company and some background information?
Yeah, for sure. Magnificent Instant Photo Experiences offers all sorts of unique on-site photo giveaways. So if you've ever been to an event and somebody took your picture and you got it on a printout, odds are good that it came from us. We try to stay away from like the more basic photo booths that you might have seen that just print out, you know, those low quality photo strips. We like to do things that are really unique. Our most popular product and what we've been doing for the longest time is our instant photo magnets. Basically, we work with each client to design a custom border that goes around all the pictures. The client can customize that with their logos, colors, text of their choice. Then at the event, what happens is we have a photographer who actually goes around taking pictures. So have you guys ever been in like a traditional photo booth before?
Oh, yeah, many times. Okay. I would take my girlfriend to prom a lot. So
we do a lot of proms. So the real big difference between like the photo magnet setup and what you may have seen in a traditional photo booth is that as opposed to the photo booth where the guests have to actually go to a booth, line up to get a picture, our photographers actively go up to the guests getting those great candid shots. And then what happens is somewhere in the main event area, we have this huge lit up magnetic board. And every few minutes, more and more pictures get put up on the board. So throughout the event, the guests just go up to the board, find their pictures, and they can grab them off. That's what we've been doing. That's what we started out doing in 2011 is when we did our first event. Since that time, we've added a lot of really cool options, some really cool style photo booths.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A lot of new features. These days, the trend is 100% towards social media, for example. So our new options really integrate social media. They allow our clients to capture data on the people that are using it, names, email addresses, phone numbers, things like that. We developed our own mobile application. So one thing we noticed was that at events, people, you guys know that these days, everybody has a camera in their pocket at all times on their cell phone. And people were asking us, well, can I just take a picture on my camera and send it to you and you can print it out? And so what we realized is that's what people wanted. So we developed our own mobile app. It's a free app in the App Store and the Google Play Store that allows people to take pictures on their phones and share them to social media and get them printed out within minutes.
So what's the name of that application?
Just the Magnificent with the dash right in the middle. So if you search for that in the App Store, you'll find it. And you can also, if you're not at an event, let's just say you're with your girlfriend and you think, you know what? This is a perfect photo magnet moment, but I'm not there to take your picture. No problem. You just open the app, choose what type of frame you want. You can choose like the romance category. You can add some text on there. And then for $3.99, it gets sent to you.
Wow. That's free. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Takes out the pain of, you know, getting the actual photo booth. That's awesome.
Right. We do have some really cool photo booths, but if a lot of our clients say, well, you know, we don't want any lines forming, for example.
Yeah.
It's a great option.
Yeah. So I love what you guys do. Because when I first saw you at the KSU Signature event, for me, the reason I love the idea is I feel like so many people take a lot of pictures nowadays and they just get put in this database where they might see it one day, they might not, if they happen to be scrolling through it. But you guys found a way in like this day and age with social media and everything to capture a moment and save it. I love it.
Yeah, that's what we're going for. Happy to hear you say that.
Yeah, definitely. And so how did you get the idea? Like, why magnets? Like, what really drove that idea for you?
So when when we started this company in 2011, I just graduated college in 2010. Couldn't really find a job I liked doing. So I decided, you know, I wanted to start my own thing. We had seen this concept in other parts of the world. If you go to Europe, for example, go to somebody's refrigerator, it is covered in photo magnets. In fact, it's kind of like a habit when you go into somebody's house, you kind of go towards the refrigerator because that's how you see where they've been. Like you can see all the events they've been to. And if you're like the one person that doesn't have magnets at your wedding, for example, you're like the weird one. And so We noticed nobody was doing it here, so we gave it a shot. And you know, over the years, we've tweaked it, added some new things like the app and the different booths that I told you about to make it what it is today. But I wish I could tell you that I invented the idea for the magnets, but fortunately, we took it from somewhere else. But we are still, to this day, one of the few companies in the country that do what we do, and definitely the only one in the Southeast or the East Coast. I mean, we travel all over the country doing this. I mean, we've done events in Dallas, California, Minnesota, a lot up in the Northeast. Wow. I'm flying to DC next week to do an event up there. Delta had us at several events all over the country for their employees. So yeah, we definitely have something unique. And there's still to this day not too many other companies doing it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, when I first heard you guys, I hadn't heard of the idea anywhere. So to me, it was like you guys were like the cornerstone of it. So you mentioned you work with Delta. Do you guys have any other big clients that you work with?
Oh, yeah. So when we first started this company in 2011, we thought, okay, we're probably going to do a lot of weddings. Let's do some birthday parties, some, you know, sweet 16s, some bar mitzvahs. We thought we were going to be doing a lot of smaller private events. And what we noticed as we progressed is that we still do a lot of those small events. I mean, weddings are a big part of our business. I'd say about 15-20% of the events we do are weddings. But we noticed that is that companies and organizations, a lot of nonprofit organizations, really loved our product because they love the branding power that they could, the fact that they could customize the frame with however they want. I mean, you guys have been to events all over, and I'm sure you've seen everything, all the sorts of giveaways, whether it's a photo giveaway or if it's, you know, a t-shirt that you'll never wear, whether it's a keychain you'll never put on, a squeeze ball that you might keep at your desk for a couple weeks before it's gone. But we found something that allows companies and brands to really customize the product. And this is not a product that gets thrown into a drawer. This is something that gets put in a place where people see it on a daily basis. So the companies and organizations that we work with have found a lot of value in that. And so to answer your question, yeah, we've worked, Delta's a big client. The Atlanta Hawks are our biggest client. We've been a part of dozens of games over the last few years, but more, they have us at, you know, dozens of events throughout the year. We're doing all 13 of their summer camps, for example, this summer. They have, as I said, golf tournaments, community events. We've worked with pretty much all the major sports teams here in town. We just did our first event with Atlanta United. We've worked with the Falcons.
Falcons.
Yeah, rise up. And then, yeah, we worked with Ernst & Young, J.P. Morgan, KPMG, a lot of the big brands. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, but yeah, the Hawks and the Atlanta Dream, I'd say, are two of our bigger clients. And just in terms of total events, like we're at all the home weekend games for the Atlanta Dream, who are our WNBA team. And you know, we work with a lot of nonprofits because what we notice is that nonprofits throw the exact types of events that our product is perfect for, right? Yeah. They throw fundraisers and galas and big events like the Georgia Special Olympics is one of our big clients. Problem with that though is that not with the Special Olympics, with not working with nonprofits is that they're throwing these great events, but when a nonprofit is throwing a fundraiser, the goal is to bring in as much money as possible. And you know, while as much as I hate to say it, their event will probably go on if they don't have a photo option at the event. But so the way we solve that problem is what we said is, look, sell the magnet sponsorship to one of your sponsors. And so what they've started doing is they've started selling the magnet sponsorship. And in return, the sponsor gets their name and logo on the magnet. So it's really a win-win-win situation. The sponsor gets their logo on the refrigerator of everybody who came that day. The nonprofit organization gets a great souvenir for their guests, and they get photos from their event. And we win, I guess, too, because we get paid for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I just love the idea of magnets because, I mean, I remember growing up, like, that's all I had on my fridge. Like, you know, a picture of me in a football uniform, you know, the football numbers. Like, my mom loves magnets. Like, oh, my God, you got to post your report card up there. Like, it's just like the fridge centers around the family. And, yeah. you know, targeted magnets, that's just awesome.
Yeah, it's funny you say, you mentioned the, it being like a European cultural thing. I'm originally from South Africa, and there's a huge European cultural influence over there. And just growing up, all the refrigerators we had, they were just wall-to-wall magnets. Like, if there's ever a gift that I need to give my mom when I go somewhere, it's always a magnet. She has them from all over the world, and she absolutely loves them. So, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, one of the most common questions that we get asked is, well, these days, a lot of refrigerators aren't magnetic. You know, they're stainless. I always kind of just roll my eyes at that because everyone has something magnetic that they can throw this on, whether it's first of all, 80% of refrigerators in American homes are still magnetic.
Yeah.
Interesting stat for you guys. But more than that, everyone has something, whether it's the file cabinet at work or kids love these things for their lockers at school. That's why we do so many dances and proms, because I'm sure they get posted all over their lockers at school. And if you really don't have anything magnetic, then we have other options, first of all, but you can still use our magnets as you would any other picture. I've seen people frame them, put a thumbtack through, put them on a bulletin board. But yeah, the bottom line is that these aren't things, as far as promotional items go, they don't get thrown away like mm-hmm. other things do. So
yeah. So you mentioned earlier, you started out doing weddings, you know, smaller events, and now you've worked your way up to, you know, big clients. How did that switch work? I mean, was it like overnight? You had to really work at networking, or, you know, what tips do you have for someone trying to, you know, get those big clients?
That's a really good question. So how do we transition from doing like the private events to more corporate? That's a good one. Well, I guess the first thing is, I've built this business on networking alone. We don't really do any sort of traditional advertising. We've never run a commercial or put an ad in a newspaper because we feel like our products, our magnets and our unique photo booths, putting an ad in a newspaper, for example, wouldn't really do it justice. If you opened a newspaper or a magazine or were on a website and you saw something that said instant photo magnets, having never seen us before, you wouldn't really understand. You wouldn't get excited about it. You don't know what an instant photo magnet is. We found that we have the type of product that people really only get excited about it when they actually get one and they can of themselves and hold it in their hands. So we've found that the best marketing for us is sponsoring events and doing events for free that we feel are to the right clientele. Now you got to be careful with that because when you're a new business, especially, everyone's going to try to take advantage of that. You'll have an organization or a company that says, look, we're throwing this great event. We don't have any money in the budget, but we think this is going to be great exposure for you. And at first we would do it all the time. And what we found is that sometimes it worked, but a lot of times it didn't. Yeah. And, you just got to be careful because people are always trying to get free stuff. I mean, and I'm not saying that's even a bad thing. I mean, they have every right to ask, but you just got to be careful because if you take everything that comes your way, you're going to find out the hard way that you're going to be wasting a lot of time and money marketing to a crowd that really isn't your target demographic. But we've really grown this business by networking and by sponsoring events in the community, festivals, and I'd say 90% of our business is referral. We're fortunate to be in an industry where our product is every magnet that we make is a little advertisement for us.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, and our website's on the back of every single picture we take. So that's where the majority of our business has come from.
So what are some of the challenges you've seen or some of the strategies per se that you use to tackle social media? Because I feel like it's a lot of people have the idea that it's just a personal thing. It's not. But when you start to get to the business side of it, it opens a whole bunch of doors. What's your take on that?
So I'm sorry, you're asking specifically in regards to social media?
Yeah, just how has that affected your business?
So since we started this company in 2011, it's kind of crazy how much technology has changed in our industry. And like a quick example before I get to social media. So when we started this company in 2011, after every event, the client would get a CD of all the pictures. And they loved it. They just pop it in their CD-ROM.
Yeah.
Today, 5 years later, we really, I mean, if it does not make sense for us to give a client a CD with their pictures. New computers these days do not have CD-ROMs.
Yeah.
And so, starting in probably 2014, 2015, we started getting the complaints from clients like, a CD, really? Like, what do you want me to do with this thing? And in 2011, that was not an issue.
Yeah.
And so that's just one example of how technology's really changed over a course of just 5.5 years since we started this thing. Social media and data collection are a big, big factor. And it's definitely the trend that the on-site photo giveaway industry, if you want to call it, is heading towards. So our clients, they still love the physical giveaway, right? They do not want to lose that. They still love the fact that their attendees are leaving with something physical in their hand that they're going to put on their fridge or wherever they're going to put it, and they're seeing it every day. But they need more. They need the social media, and they want data on the people that are coming to these events. And so that's why we move towards the trend of, you know, keeping our photo magnet business product the way it is, because people still love that, but adding these new features, adding the app where it allows people to take a picture, share to social media, and get the physical printout, but then the client also gets the names and email addresses of everybody that did it. And the same works with our photo booths. The social media component is huge to it because, like I said, they want the physical, but they need that they want their clients, their attendees sharing. They need it. And that's why we added these new features, because it's just 100% the way the industry is going. And, you know, I admit we may have taken a little longer to realize that than we should, and a little bit longer to adapt to that trend than it should. And we kind of saw some of our competitors going that way, and that's what really prompted us to take that action that we needed to add some new features, because if you want to stick with those bigger clients, that's the way you wanted to go. If our strategy was just to continue doing weddings and bar mitzvahs, no, I don't think that would have been a big deal. I don't think weddings still like social media, but it's not nearly as big of a deal as it is to companies and nonprofit organizations. So we really made the decision, if that's the market we want to target, which it is, because that's where the big dollars are.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Then that's the direction. We needed to add some sort of option for that.
Do you feel that being able to utilize social media will help you guys to be able to scale to compete internationally, maybe with some of these European countries?
Our plan for growth right now is really nationally here in the U.S. Our ultimate goal is to create a franchise model where we take all of these products, package them, and market them in a way that can be replicated and franchised. I'd love to go international one day, and I do think when that happens, social media would be a big part of that. I do think we have a little bit ways to go before we cross that bridge, but absolutely. And as much as things have changed, like I just said, in the last 5 years since we started the company, I'm sure they're going to be even different in 2022 when we're looking at different technology. I'm sure, you know, technology grows exponentially, right?
Oh, so definitely.
It's not like the next 5 years is going to be much different as far as the degree in which things have changed technology-wise than it has in the last five. So absolutely, for sure.
So for a lot of people, it's to take on some entrepreneurial venture like that sounds like this monumental task. But what led you to that, to make that decision to start this company, to go into this?
So honestly, when I graduated from the University of Maryland in 2010, I had trouble finding a job. I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do. I thought I wanted to be in politics, and I was living in the D.C. area, and I got a job working in the Georgia Senate office and Johnny Isaacson's office in D.C., and I was so excited. I was like, all right, I'm going to D.C. I'm going to work on Capitol Hill. This is where all the decisions are made, and this is where the excitement's at, and it was just a total snooze fest the whole time for me, and I was just shocked. It was just so boring.
It's not like House of Cards?
No, it's more. I wish. I tell people.
Don't spoil anything. I'm on episode 10 right now for any of you out there. Yeah.
Frank is nowhere to be found. I can tell you that. What I tell people, it's like, have you guys ever flip to the channel C-SPAN.
Oh, God.
It's like you're living in C-SPAN. And some people like it, but I was shocked also with how often Congress is not actually even in session. They're actually, Congress is in session a very small portion of the year, relatively speaking. Anyway, decided it's not what I wanted to do. And so to answer your question, I really came into this job more, came open this more of a out of necessity, just not being able to find a job I wanted to do. And so that's how I kind of went into it. And my advice to somebody, to answer your question, my advice to somebody who's thinking about taking that entrepreneurial leap is do it slowly. There's no need to just jump in all at once. When I first started this company, I wasn't doing it full time. I had a job in the financial industry and I hated it, but it was helping pay the bills while I got this thing going. Once it got to the point that I thought that I could jump in and it was going to be able to support me, then I did. But it certainly wasn't an all-at-once type thing. And not everybody has that luxury to have a job while you're starting your company. But if you do have that ability to, ease yourself into it, that's the way to go for sure.
And what was your background in? Because I mean, to go from politics to photography, how was that transition?
My degree in college was in psychology. I thought I wanted to.
I'm a psych major too.
That's you are? Yeah. So as you know, then Darren, I mean, there's not really too much you can do with an undergraduate degree in psychology if you want to be in the field of psychology. If you want to be in the field of psychology, you really need a secondary degree. And I kind of learned that the hard way. Thought I wanted to do that. I applied to all these. I got in actually to the Georgia State Developmental Psych Program almost for a PhD program. Was that close to doing it and just realized I did not want to be doing research all day. As you guys probably know, a PhD in psychology really only sets you up to do one of two things. Research psychology or teach psychology. I mean, that's pretty much all you're going to be doing. I mean, I'm sure there's other.
And you never considered getting your master's in psychology?
Nope, I didn't. Pretty much decided that although I'm passionate, and you might feel the same way, even though I love psychology and I find it really interesting, it doesn't necessarily mean that's what I wanted my career to be.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm actually at that particular point right now.
At that junction in your life.
I'm working on a research project right now, and I quickly realized that I enjoy the science of it. I enjoy the understanding the human mind and how everything works, but the research side of it, no, it's not for me.
Yeah, I mean, and there are a lot of different things you can do with within the field, but if the research side is not for you, stay away from the PhD. My advice. Anyway, so how do we get into it? I kind of knew I wanted to be in business, and that's why I went back ultimately and got my MBA. How do we get into photography? I mean, that's sort of a broader question. I really don't consider myself or our company a photography company. There are a lot of great photographers in this city. I don't consider myself one of them. We don't try to replace the photographer at the event. That's what, the signature event that we saw each other at. Me and you were doing two totally different things. You were capturing that event. We were providing a souvenir, right? So we never try to replace the event photographer. We don't really consider ourselves photographers. And so when you ask, how did I make the transition from politics to photography? I look at it more as I made the transition from politics to the event promotions industry, because that's what we really are.
What were some of the major setbacks that you faced when you just jumped into that first step of, I'm going from politics to starting my own business?
Some major setbacks. It's a slow process, and I didn't have it. It's not like we knew what we were doing. It's not like me. And when I say we, by the way, I'll back up. And this is a very long story. I started this with a business partner, and very, very long story short, we're not business partners anymore, and I'm the sole owner of the company, but we didn't know what we were doing. It's not like we had a guide to make photo magnets or had any idea, or how to market or how to, just start a business. We were basically doing everything by ourselves for the first time. And yeah, we made a lot of mistakes. Well, first of all, just getting started, we had to see what cameras work best, what printers work best, what magnet thicknesses work best, things like that. And then from a marketing standpoint, that could have been our biggest setback, finding out what marketing strategies work. And I kind of touched on that before by doing, you know, the right types of sponsored events. And sponsored events is just a nice way to say free events. But not all of them are good. And there's other examples of marketing. We did a Living Social deal. And Living Social, in my opinion, is not a good marketing tool for young businesses, especially businesses that have that make relatively larger sales, like which is like ours. Like when you compare it to like a restaurant, for example, where the average check is going to be between $10 and $20, our average sale is closer to $1,000. So yeah, Living Social was probably something that I wish I could take back, because at the end of the day, with Living Social and Groupon, the business only keeps about 20 to 25% of what they would usually charge, because they give a 50% discount off their services, and then they split the remaining 50% with Living Social or Groupon minus credit card fees. Yeah, that's wow. So it's tough. So things like that are some setbacks, and those same setbacks that I faced, and those same mistakes that I made, are the reason why I think that we can create this into a franchise model, because I think that we could really help somebody who's thinking about starting their own business avoid those same mistakes that we made.
So if one of our listeners are out there, you know, thinking about, hey, I want to franchise one of your businesses, how can they reach you?
Anybody who thinks they want to, you know, be a part of this, or even if they just have an event that they think one of our services could be great at, the best way to do it would be to go to our website, which is www.mag-nificent. So just the word magnificent with a dash in there. .com. Our office line is 404-594-4032. That would be the best way.
Do you have any franchises out there right now?
We have a team in Washington, D.C. that that does events for us. They, as we move forward and we develop a true franchise model, it's going to be a lot more, I guess, clean is the best way to put it, and official might even be a better way to put it. But we do have a team that does events for us in D.C. Yeah,
that's awesome. So you guys are growing.
We're trying to, yeah. I mean, at this point, it's either kind of grow or sink or swim, basically, because we're not really interested in maintaining the status quo anymore. It's kind of just a point where, and I think every entrepreneur is going to face this decision at some point in their endeavor. It's, what is this company going to be to you? Is it going to be something that you keep in your family that you can pass down to your kids and, you know, stays in your family for generations? Is it going to be something that you, you know, make as big as you can before you sell it? Or is it going to be something that is going to be your career? Or is it just going to be something that's going to produce some side income for you? Because there's nothing wrong with any of those answers, but you got to make that decision at some point or another.
Definitely.
Or you're going to, you know, just keep doing the same thing and not really make any changes. One of my favorite quotes is, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. So I think any entrepreneur is going to have to make that decision at some point or other. What's the end game for you?
Yeah.
So the end game right now, our goal is to try to grow this to several different locations.
Yeah, I absolutely love that quote that you just said, because it applies to so many different things, especially in today's society. I feel like it's one of the fundamental problems where we have more flexibility and choices than ever before in history. And it sounds great on the surface, but at the same time, it's almost crippling, because it's like, which one do I do? Which one's better? Which one's that? So that's some brilliant advice, especially for me too. So thank you.
Right. And like I said, there's not a right answer. You know, if you start a business and, you know, not everyone has a dream to grow a national or international company. That's fine. You don't have to do that. Not everyone wants to build something that's going to be their career. Some people just want to build something that's going to provide them some nice income during retirement. And they don't necessarily have the dream of building a big business with dozens or hundreds of employees that they have to manage. Some people just want to build something that's going to you know, something that they can run out of their house. Nothing wrong with that either, but it's important to define those goals.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because one of my favorite quotes is, take the path less traveled. And a lot of people, there's a big misconception about that. A lot of people think that it's to say, be different and don't be scared to try something new. But it's, if you actually look up the history of it, what they were actually saying is, it's not to say that to necessarily be different, but just like you kind of said, there's not one right or wrong path. It's just there are other paths out there.
Exactly. Most important thing, though, is to pick that path.
Mm-hmm.
Or
definitely.
You're going to get lost.
So in the photo magnetic making process, so do you guys make them in-house, or do you guys have like a supplier, or how does that work?
Do we make what in-house?
The magnets, like the...
We print them on site. So yeah,
oh, okay.
I'm not sure if that was clear. We actually are printing everything we're doing is revolves around printing photos on site, whether it's our photo magnets, our photo booths, our green screens. We have this new thing called our Polaroid prints, where I don't know if you guys have seen Polaroids.
Oh yeah,
are
yeah.
super trendy right now.
Definitely.
Polaroids are back for sure.
Thank Taylor Swift for that in 1989.
Yeah, so they're back, and so actually that. And I'll get to your question in one second, but one of our clients who had been a longtime client came to us and said, hey, we want, you know, they have us at this event every year. And they said, you know, we're thinking, what if we did Polaroids? Can you do that? And I just thought, like, yeah, why not? For sure. Basically, it's the same sort of process, but instead of getting a photo magnet, you get a Polaroid-style printout. To answer your question, though, how do we make them? It's not such a simple process. A lot of people think that we have, like, these machines that just spit out these photo magnets throughout the event. It's pretty labor-intensive process. They print out on photo paper, then they go through a laminator, then they get stuck on a magnet, then they get chopped up into individuals. We have our suppliers, and we've worked, and, you know, going back to your question, as far as setbacks, we definitely didn't buy from the right people at the beginning, and we wasted a lot of time and money figuring that out. So that's definitely was a big setback. We have good relationships with our suppliers, and I think as we continue to grow, we're going to even benefit more from the economies of scale as we increase our purchasing power.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Magnets are very, we order a lot of magnets, and they come in these big, it's like a sheet of paper, but just like a magnet. I have them delivered straight to my condo, and my front door guy hates it because he has to, it's really heavy when these boxes come in, and they know that, that it's magnet day, and they have to lift those big boxes.
That's awesome.
So, I want to thank you so much for coming out. And before we wrap up, our closing question for the show, and that's, how would you define the entrepreneurial mindset?
Entrepreneurial mindset. Let's think. Well, first of all, I guess the desire to build something, to make it, it sounds really cliche, but the desire to do something more than just make money. Don't get me wrong. I like money, and I plan to make a lot of it. So
create value is what you're trying
to say. Right. Create value. Create something. Like the fact that our products, our magnets and our photo booth strips and all that are on refrigerators all over the world, you know, makes me so happy. Like that's a big part of it. Another thing is surrounding yourself with the right people. No one can do it alone. No one can do it alone. Even though I'm the sole owner right now, the reason why we've been really successful is that I've been able to surround myself with people that really value what we're doing. And whether that's people who help me with marketing efforts all the way down to my event staff, you know, the people who are actually going to these events and working. I can't physically go to all the events, nor do I really want to at this point. I've put in my time. I've given up a lot of Saturday nights, and now I try to put, you know, let my staff work a lot of the events. But it's important to find the right people who are going to put the same care into it as you are. So surrounding yourself with the right people, learning, I'll wrap it up with one thing, learning to let go. That's a big part of being an entrepreneur. For the first 4 years, me and my partner literally were at 99% of the events, taking pictures, chopping the magnets. And it wasn't because it's a job no one else can do. It's not that hard. It's not rocket science, showing up and taking pictures. We just couldn't let go. We couldn't trust people to do the job we were doing. And that's silly. It really is. You know, maybe nobody's going to put the same care into the event that I would, but that's okay. Like, if you find the right people, there's competent people out there that can do a good job in representing my brand. But it's tough. You know, the nature of my industry in going back to social media and the internet these days, we've done over 800 events over the last 6 years. And I could count on one hand the number of times the client wasn't happy. But all it takes is one. All it takes is of my employees mouthing off to a client or showing up an hour late, and that client going on Yelp on our Facebook page and writing a bad review, and it could be over. Seriously. Yeah. I mean, especially the wedding industry, the vast majority of brides will not book a vendor if there's no online reviews on them. And so those online reviews are really important. And yeah, it's these days it's easier than ever for people to communicate and leave reviews. It's really important to surround yourself with good people and learn to let go.
Well, I'd like to thank you for coming on again. This is Andrew Levinson.
This was a lot of fun, guys.
With Magnificent Photo Magnets.
And also, if our listeners out there, just a part, not just franchising, but if they want to contact you personally and connect with you in any way, or that, what would be the best way to reach you?
Like I said before, our website is www.magnificent.com. Just like the word, just put a dash between magnificent. Just give our office a call at 404-594-4032. Yeah, we do all sorts of events. I'd love to be part of your event.
That's awesome. Thank you for coming on again.
Yeah, guys, this was a lot of fun.
I'm Ryan Smith, and we had Joel McDonald and Darren Parkinson on the show today. And we are Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.